For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Dublin City Centre's only public toilets, you know, the ones installed at the top of Grafton Street during COVID about 5 years ago, well, they are going to close. They're going to be shut. Dublin City Council says they've decided to remove the facility. It costs about 400 grand a year to operate these toilets, and they're closing them due to reduced demand. Our reporter, Jessica Woodlock, was out in Grafton Street this morning asking people what they thought of the decision.
Well, I think we need them rather than have them taken down. Lots of places in the city, so I can't see where the logic comes from taking them down.
I think it's terrible. I think they should provide public toilets which are staffed, that you would pay to go into, and preferably also had showers available. With an ageing population, I often find myself looking for a loo, and I'm not that old yet, but it's a terrible shortage. And it means there will be a lot of people who won't come in, I suspect. It's just very important, and knowing that it's there.
I think they should leave it. There's no other place to go.
Oh, I think they're vital. Yeah.
It's not a very good thing because I do have to go to the bathroom right now. So that's not very nice. I think this is a great idea and I'm sad that it's gone.
I think it's pointless getting rid of it.
It's very handy for people that need it, and particularly I'd say the homeless people at night. You kind of need public bathrooms for those also.
I think that it's a service that should be provided, and I wasn't aware of the fact that they were getting rid of them. You know, the only other place would be next door, and you have to pay to go into the shopping centre. And it's nice here how it's very accessible for people who are in wheelchairs. So I think that it would be, you know, kind of ridiculous to get rid of it.
So it basically means there'll be no public toilets accessible to, well, everybody in Dublin city centre, in our capital city. Sean Deignan is with me on the line today. Sean, you're from the company Healthmatic, but so you're in the business of manufacturing and installing and maintaining toilets for county councils across Ireland and the UK. What do you think of this move by Dublin City Council?
Andrea, how are you? And
good.
Thank you for having me on. Andrea, look, I'm not going to be in any way critical of Dublin City Council or any of the local authorities, but what I can tell you in relation to the city is, and most cities, there needs to be, you know, a new public toilet strategy. The problem is that we've a lot of old infrastructure, often in kind of hidden away locations. There needs to be, you know, companies like us manufacture new 21st century public toilets that are accessible for everybody. You know, they're sustainable, environmentally friendly, and all of those type of things. And we provide service and cleaning 7 days a week for clients like Fingal County Council, Galway County Council, Cork County Council. We manufacture for, we're working with the NTA, we're working with Dublin Bus on all sorts of things for drivers, etc. So there needs to be a rethink of public toilets. I mean, in the interests of public health and hygiene, the economy, tourism, inclusion, all of these things, nobody's really tackled public toilets. And Healthmatic are a company that does this for a living. And actually, we are actually meeting with Dublin City Council very shortly about the whole public toilet strategy and infrastructure.
Yeah, so
does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. But I mean, at the moment, we sort of operate like, yes, there were public toilets across our capital city years ago. During COVID, yes, we brought them back. There's the particular toilets we're talking about at the top of Grafton Street, and there was other toilets,
yes,
I think too. Was it down in Wolftone Square? I think they had the toilets,
yes,
there as well in the city's north side. But effectively, what we do, let's be straight about it, Sean, we just leave it up to the taxpayers, the ratepayers, the businesses of Dublin to provide toilets to those who aren't their customers. I mean, that's what the local authority really do.
Do you know, Andrew? There's an answer to all of these things that in many ways could give the public, the community, and visitors toilets that would almost be cost neutral, right? I don't want to get into what it cost Dublin City Council to put the toilets because of COVID there, but In many situations now, for example, in London, we paid for a toilet in London that we covered the capital of, and in return, you know, we would add on a kiosk, or we would put on a tourist information park. We would put advertising on it. We can cover the cost of all the toilets while providing, you know, safe, clean toilets, accessible 7 days a week, that will not be a burden or a cost to the councils, if you understand what I mean, by, you know, renting out a kiosk on the side, those type of things. So it just needs, I think what public toilets need now is a bit of a new thinking, moving them into the 21st century. When you go to places like Japan, you go to places like Denmark, Sweden, the public toilet infrastructure is new and modern.
Yeah,
you know,
it's clean.
It's clean.
People use them. Public pay.
I mean, I don't think anybody, we put toilets into Cork and it's €1 a charge. I think if the public are provided with clean, safe toilets that are visible and that are fit for purpose, I don't think the public generally speaking.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you about that, Sean. I'd be interested to hear what our listeners think. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Jim Dempsey is with us as well, Sean. Jim is from Dublin Unlocked. You're a tour guide in the capital city. I mean, how big of a problem is this when you're walking around with tourists, Jim, the lack of public toilets?
Hi, Andrea. It's a huge problem. Everybody knows pubs, cafes they go into, but if you're walking around with a group of people and you need a rest stop, there are very limited places you can go to. And increasingly, without mentioning names, those limited places are turning around and saying, no, please don't come in unless you're a customer, because it just creates a problem. And, you know, the previous person, he's dead right. That's the way we need to do it. We need to put in facilities. Paid facilities aren't a problem. Mm. And, you know, when I walk around town, there are various places that I know that I can go into and bring a group of people in. But, I mean, if you live in Dublin, the amount of people who are doing walking tours in Dublin, when I started, there was very few. Now you're falling over walking tours everywhere you go. And people are paying to learn about this city. They're curious, they're tourists. But these people travel all over the world. So they go to London, again, previous caller, they see what's available here, and then they come here. And the question is, like, where do we go to the bathroom?
So if you're bringing, when this facility shuts, Jim, where are you going to bring the tourists? Because presumably, you know, some of them will need to go to the toilet at some stage.
If it's two people, you can go into a pub, you can go into Bewley's, you can go into whatever. But if you're bringing in a large group, it's a problem. Like for me, the museum, the gallery, various places you can go into. But increasingly, a very large university in the centre of Dublin, who shall remain nameless, you know, they don't want people going in there anymore using the bathrooms because it's too many people.
I don't blame them, to be honest.
And I wouldn't blame them either. And this is the issue. And then pubs are the same. Restaurants are the same. I completely understand that.
But well, they're not community centres. You know what I mean? Like, if people want to come in and use their facilities, they should absolutely pay something for it. Gladys is with us on the line, I think, Jim, too. Is this something that affects you?
It affects absolutely huge amount of the Irish population that unfortunately have a disability. There's absolutely nowhere safe, clean, in the city centre. I mean, you know, the city centre is practically inaccessible as it is, but there's actually nowhere for a person with a disability to use a bathroom. So one relies on, if, you know, if you manage to get into town and, you know, between the dirt and you name it, that you're looking, you know, sort of thing for the kindness of a hotel or something like that that would allow you to use their facilities. Mm.
So you think the city council should maintain toilets then, Gladys? They should.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. The council say that they're spending almost €400,000 a year operating these toilets at the top of Stephen's Green. And apparently, this is what I'm reading this morning, usage of the toilets in Dublin has dropped significantly to 1,500 users per week from its peak. back in 2021. Now, they don't tell us what the peak was, but not to be crass about it, like, if it's costing 400 grand to maintain them and there's only, well, I presume 1,500 uses is 1,500 people per week, it works out at about a fiver a pee. That's what you're talking about. That's basically what the council would have to charge people to maintain these toilets. Niall is with us on the line today. Niall Saboni is the owner of Claw Seafood, based in Temple Bar in Dublin. You're a business owner. Should Dublin City Council provide public toilets, Niall?
Hey, how are you? Yeah, good. Absolutely, 100%. And I think if it's costing 400,000 to maintain one toilet, I think they're doing something drastically wrong, to be honest with you. You know, like, I mean, as a restaurant owner, you know, we're based on the corner of Temple Bar. It's very difficult, you know, our business is hospitality. We're there to say yes to people. It's very difficult to say no to people coming in the door that want to use the loo. But you need to think of the health and safety aspect to us. You know, there's so many aspects to it. And just not having the basic facility, like, such basic facilities available to everybody around the city centre is just, it's comical, really.
So you heard this morning that they're going to be removed. Is there anything that you, as part of the business representative group, you know, can do, Niall, or in terms of lobbying the council to maintain some kind of toilet facilities?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have done before, tried to lobby them to put toilets, you know, especially in around the Temple Bar area, up around Dame Street, Georgia Street, where there's masses and masses of tourists. But it kind of falls on deaf ears, I'm afraid. They don't really seem to do anything for the local businesses. We all pay our rates. We all do what we do, and we try and accommodate everybody to the best that we can. But we're also there to run businesses. You know, this is I don't know, I see this as such a basic function of the council to provide toilets to people when they're in and around. We're trying to encourage people back into the city centre and into our shops and into our retail. And you kind of go in, you're met with barriers everywhere you go. So it's just nonsensical.
The thing about it is, you know, I could read out any amount of messages here, Niall, today, people talking about, the condition of Dublin, the state of Dublin, violence, fear, danger, all of these kind of words have been used in messages. The dirt, the smell, like, by not having public toilets, you're basically just, you know what's going to happen. People just go on the street.
But you're not giving people a choice. But to go on the street, if you're caught out, and we all get caught out, you know, you're walking around town for 3 or 4 hours, you're doing some shopping, you're going for a drink, you're going between places, you know, you need to use the loo. It would make it a lot safer, a lot cleaner, a lot tidier, a lot more hospitable to have toilets all around the city, and not just one up the top of Grafton Street on the south side. We need to have a network of them all around the city.
But by the sounds of things, it's not even going to be there anymore, Niall, the one at the top of Grafton Street.
Yeah, so it just leaves people out. You know, it's just not hospitable. And, you know, we're Ireland and we're Dublin, and that's, you know, that's our brand. And it couldn't be more off-brand, really, could it?
No, John has got in touch to say, as if Dublin isn't smelly enough and now they want to get rid of the public toilets. Another listener asks, why are there no supervised toilets in the main railway stations in Dublin, like in other European cities? Well, I know they've pretty decent toilets. I know at Houston Station, I was in them recently myself getting a train. Alice Leahy is with us. Alice is part of the Alice Leahy Trust, social and health service for people who are homeless. What's your reaction to this, Alice?
Well, when I read it this morning, Andrea, I thought, here we go again. Public toilets. It's the time of the year when we start calling for public toilets. Now, this year, we're just getting rid of the one we have there. It's nearly 20 years since we started campaigning for public toilets and public showers in the city. And it is absolutely shocking that we don't have public toilets. And I think they should be provided by Dublin City Council. I think the one on the top of Grafton Street was seen as a solution at the time. It is an eyesore there. I think the staff are extremely nice and do a very difficult job. And whoever decided it cost 400,000, well, recently you read of one individual who would earn 400,000 in a year. I think it's a very necessary service. I think we had them years ago. I think a toilet is a toilet, whether it's 20th century or whatever one of your speakers was talking about. We all need to go to the toilet. And I think it is shocking. And I think the city badly needs properly run, properly supervised toilets all over the city. And it's not good. And you see, an awful lot of services have been offloaded. And it means that the council isn't there now providing these toilets themselves. And I think it becomes far too easy to say it's because of antisocial behaviour. Sure, there's antisocial behaviour in all sections of the
community.
Well,
actually, in fairness, in this instance, Alice, they're not saying antisocial behaviour is the issue. It's the drop in usage.
Yeah, well, I actually went by there this morning and I stopped to chat with the two staff and I said, how do you count how many people come in? And they had just heard about this, what appeared on the paper today. And they said, we just don't believe this. There are hundreds of people every day using the toilet. So I don't know how they count the people going in. And I'd hate to think that we're all being monitored going in there. So it's very easy to make a decision, I think. Maybe when you're far removed from the facility you're talking about. And I think too many decisions are being made by people who are sitting in offices far removed from the streets and out there. And I think our local representatives too. I mean, if they get, everyone gets short taken any hour of the day or night, you could, well, they can just hop into the Mansion House or they'd be well known. But I think they need to, our local representatives need to go around, look at the services that are being provided and the services that are needed. And of course we need, there are tourists around every day. There are people who want to shop every day. There are just the ordinary people living and working in the city.
Well, any other major European city that you go to, you will likely find public toilets that are there. They're well advertised. They're accessible. Yes, you often have to pay for them, but not an extortionate amount of money. We're talking about the fact that Dublin city centre's only public toilets are going to be closed. Will you pay to use public facilities if they were available? 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Listener says 1,500 uses per week. Works out at about 214 people per day spending money in local shops. The council are short-sighted in the extreme. This listener also tells me apparently Dublin City Hall isn't advertised but has a public toilet. This listener says, we have a coffee shop in Santry. Dublin City Council charge us €14,800 a year in rates and we get absolutely nothing for that. And we have a constant stream of people from the bus stop asking to use our toilet, but they won't buy anything. It's a scandal. I can completely understand why that coffee shop owner would be infuriated about that. Like, they're not a community centre. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Alice Leahy, Sean Dignan, Jim Dempsey, Niall Zapponi, Gladys as well. Email us at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.